We've lived with slavery and segregation 345 years. We waited a long time for freedom. We are trying to remind the nation of the urgency of the moment. Now is the time.
This is a public notice from the Federal Communications Commission on the Low Power FM filing window. By this public notice, the Mass Media Bureau announces the application filing window for low power FM stations in the following states and territories: Alaska, California, District of Columbia, Georgia, Indiana, Louisiana, Maine, Mariana Islands, Maryland, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, and Utah. The window will open on May 30th, 2000 and close on June 5th. The LPFM is a new service established this year designed to serve local communities. An LPFM station will serve an area with a radius of approximately 3.5 miles with a maximum power level of 100 watts. A public notice announcing a second LP100 LPFM filing window for the next group of 10 states and other jurisdictions will be released in approximately 3 months. LPFM applications filed during this window must protect all FM, FM translator, FM booster, and TV Channel 6 authorizations. LPFM applications also must protect pending broadcast applications. Finally, LPFM applications must protect existing vacant FM allotments. An LPFM application that fails to protect these authorizations, applications, and allotments will be dismissed with no opportunity to correct the deficiency. Applicants must be a nonprofit educational organization, a nonprofit educational institution, or must propose a non-commercial public safety radio service. Applicants also must be community-based. Those wishing to participate in this LPFM window must complete and timely file FCC Form 318, application for construction permit for a low-power FM broadcast station in triplicate with the Secretary of the Commission. This form may be downloaded from the Internet at the FCC website and may also be obtained by calling area code 202-418-418. Form. No fee is required when filing FCC Form 318. Applicants may use the Mass Media Bureau's LPFM Channel Finder to help determine if a proposed transmitter site would meet current minimum LPFM station spacing requirements. This internet-based utility is available on the FCC website. The site also provides additional information on the new LPFM service, including the text of the LPFM report and order, specific rule requirements for LPFM applicants, and methods to determine the coordinates of an applicant's proposed transmitter site. For additional information, contact the Commission's Consumer Information Bureau at 888-CALL-FCC or visit the Commission's website at www.fcc.gov/LPFM.
Educate, syncopate, radio communicate, radio, the sound of year-round play.